darlings. I hope you are all well. This is your host, Anna O'Connor, and this is the Gratitude Attitude Podcast, where we speak about all things manifestation, law of attraction, and also just generally trying to have a better life and making the best of it. Because we only have one, isn't that it? So we have to do our best to make the best of it. So yeah, hope you're having a really good week. Hot girl spring has officially arrived. The sun was shining all weekend. I even bought a barbecue this weekend. So that is a good sign for April. So yeah, let's be positive. I don't know why I'm always talking about the weather, but you know, we are obsessed with this. So if you're listening in another country, in Ireland, we are obsessed with the weather and it is good at the moment. Goodish. And we are very happy with that. So yes, I have had a really good week myself. What did I get up to this week? So this week I was up in County Down in Northern Ireland and I went up to a lovely cottage called Tissel Cottage. If you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen I was living back in time. That's all I can say this weekend. Look it up, Tissel Cottage. It is gas, right? So a lot of Americans go here. But yeah, my partner booked it and it was literally like going back in time. So it was a cottage from the 1700s. If you've ever been to like a folk park, we have one in Bunratty in County Clare, but it was literally like one of those old cottages. And to make the food or to make breakfast, you had to light a fire and you had to heat the place. You had to light a fire. If you wanted to wash yourself, you had to fill the bath. Oh, it was funny. It was really funny, but really, like, there was no TV. Now, there was electricity, but just a couple of lights. Isn't it gas that we pay to go backwards? But anyway, yeah, if you were into that kind of thing, because I wouldn't be into it now all the time, but we had said it was on our kind of a bucket list. And that is what I'll be speaking about this week, is romanticizing your life and doing things that are on your bucket list. But it was on our bucket list to have like a switched off hiking weekend. And we found this cottage and yeah, it was amazing. And it was lovely just to strip things back. We even played Monopoly. No, to be fair, he didn't last long playing Monopoly, but yeah, it was really stripped back, really chill. There was no coverage on the phones. It was just, yeah, it was a good, I would recommend it, strip things back. Maybe we could just do it in our own house, turn off half the lights, turn off the TV and just talk, you know. But it is good and it was lovely. Like I even felt after the weekend, myself and my partner Patrick were closer because it was stripped back. So yeah, it is definitely something that you should consider. And I was actually hiking the Moran Mountains as well. This is something, probably an age thing, that I've started doing in the last few years, is hiking. And what I will say to you, now maybe you already hike, but if you don't hike, why not? Why don't you? There is literally no negatives with hiking. Like obviously it can be dangerous if you get lost in a mountain or whatever, but you know, you have to take precautions. I always have to cover myself here. But hiking, especially in Ireland, we have so many gorgeous mountains. All you need is a pair of boots and the right gear, you know, like a good coat and a few layers. Actually, lately I bought Roz Purcell's book. That's a really good book. It's all about different hikes in Ireland. But yeah, if you're not hiking, what are you doing? I mean, it's a free hobby and like it's so good for you. You're getting out, you're in the air, nature, it's social. We met people on the mountain. You're up early. Like, it's just actually so good for your mental health. There is nothing negative really about it. And we've been doing a hike nearly every week for the last few months. And it's like a whole, your eyes get opened. Like, we were up in the Moran Mountains and there must have been 50 cars. Like, so many people do it. So many people benefit from it. And it's free. So, that is my tip of this week. Get out hiking. If you have a little hill near you that you could start with, go do that. Don't go on your own. Go with somebody. And just to be safe, you know. But yeah, we hiked the Moran Mountains. Not the whole lot of them, obviously, but we did two together. It took us about 4 hours. Like, we made our lunch, put it in a little backpack. This is what we do. Little bag of crisps, little sandwich. There is nothing like that sandwich on the top of a mountain, you know, after earning it. It's nicer than any fancy bougie brunch. Honest to God, it is the nicest sandwich you'll ever eat. So yeah, if you can at all, start hiking. Honestly, it's free. There's no need. There's no excuse why you're not doing it. Unless you are absolutely miles away from a mountain. But if you live in Ireland, you can't be that far away from a mountain or a hill or something. But yeah, loved it. Would recommend the Moorns. Like, I was actually shocked. I have not spent much time in Northern Ireland. But it is so beautiful. Like, so beautiful. There's a town called Newcastle, which is near the Mourne Mountains, or probably in them. And we drove down there. And honest to God, I was in Canada last year in a place called Banff, which is stunning, like world famous. And there's like these mountains at the end of the street and you get your photograph taken. That's what it looked like in Newcastle, in County Down. I had literally no idea this place even existed, to be honest. And I was just blown away. And we got lovely weather as well. So the weather does make a difference. But yeah, Thistle Cottage in County Down, if you're looking to switch off. And like, I was looking at the reviews and there was a few people, and you'll never keep everyone happy in life anyway, but there was a few people moaning, all right, that, you know, it wasn't luxury. It isn't luxury. It's definitely not luxury. It's more stripped back. But there was bits of luxury. Like there was a copper bath and that was lovely. And, you know, we made it romantic and nice. But yeah, I would definitely recommend it if you were thinking of doing something with, you know, a partner or even a friend. Just really cool. Really, really, really different. So yeah, that is what I was up to this week. And then when we were finished in County Down, and this will bring me on to where I'm going with this week, because I want to talk about romanticising our lives. Because it's very important. We only have one life. Sometimes we live in it thinking we're getting ready for this life. No, you're not getting ready. We're in it. This minute, you listening to this podcast right now is you living your life. It's not happening tomorrow. It's not happening. It didn't happen. You know, it's only now we have. Okay. We don't know what the future brings. It is only now. So you have to enjoy the moment. But it's easy not to, you know. Even I was out in Dublin on, was it Monday night with Patrick and his daughter, and his daughter's 21, and we went for a meal, and we had one drink, and we were saying, we must come out in Dublin properly, and we must. And then I thought, what am I talking about? We're here now. This is a memory. This is happening right now. We're divils for, won't we do that again? Or we'll make this better when? Or we'll do that. No, what is happening now. And we have to learn to appreciate it and enjoy it and romanticize it. So this is what sparked it off. So basically we're on the way home from County Down. We're actually meant to go back to Dublin. So I'm between Dublin, Tipperary and Donegal. Long story. But we're on our way back and I said, oh my God, the weather is gorgeous, like 21 degrees. And I said, Patrick, do you really, really have to go back to Dublin to work tomorrow? I'm sure I'm probably a bad influence because he works for himself. So I was asking the boss basically, could he take tomorrow off? But anyway, I was like, do you really have to go back? The weather's so nice because Patrick has a beautiful house in Donegal and the sun was shining. And I was like, what are we doing going back to Dublin? Not that there's anything wrong with Dublin, but you know, it's not the vibe on a Sunday when the weather's, I just wasn't in the mood for it. And he said, yeah, fuck it, we'll go back to Donegal. So we turned around and went back to Donegal and bought a barbecue on the way. And yeah, you know, I was thinking, how could I make this bougie now, make this nice? We invited a couple of people over. And I decided to make Aperol spritz, right? In nice glasses, and we even bought the straws. And I know lots of you might do this, but for me, this is romanticising my life slightly because it took it up a notch. So when the girls arrived, it was like, oh, we're having Aperols. But actually, buying the ingredients for Aperol spritz probably cost me the same as buying a couple of bottles of wine. But it made the whole thing, it kind of lifted the whole thing a little bit. And that is slightly romanticising your life. It's giving yourself that little edge. And we can do that in everyday things. It doesn't have to be with alcohol. And like, I didn't even drink, I think I drank one of them. It's the whole vibe. So yeah, like, what can you do to romanticise your life? Like, have a barbecue and have an Aperol or whatever it is, instead of just throwing on the sausages into the air fryer. You know what I mean? Like, you're just, but it does take effort to romanticise your life, but then it makes your life better. So yeah, that's what kind of got me started and thinking, how can we romanticize our lives? How can we make our lives nicer in the moment? And there is always ways. There's so many ways. And you will think of your own ways to romanticize your life. But yeah, I have a few little things written down here that I like to do to try and romanticize my life. Because it's very mundane if you just did the same thing every day and, you know, And a lot of this doesn't cost anything. That's what I would notice. A lot of this is just effort. And it's actually a good thing to put in a little bit of effort. Like, so I'm going to give you a few examples. So, make a ritual out of your skincare. You know, when you watch these girls on Instagram and stuff, and I'm no, you know, I'm often saying, I don't mind half the ones on Instagram, they're full of it. But when you see these people making a big ordeal over skincare, But then, like, I would just be a devil and just slap on my moisturiser and out the door, or, you know, into bed. But little things like, you know, putting on a little bit of... Do you know what I put on? A little bit of, like, meditation music in the background, you know? Put a little... Your hair back, and I have this kind of hairband that goes around my head. Then I feel all bougie. I feel like, oh, I'm doing something special. And I'll take my time to do my skin. And I'll actually, when I'm taking off my makeup, I'll take it as a time to, like, nearly reflect on my day and wash off the stress of the day. But yeah, make, like, so basically just make a ritual out of it. Make a deal out of it. Enjoy it. And, like, so, and if you're having a bath, for example, or even a shower, but if you're having a bath, light some candles, dim the lights, play some music, play some meditation. Like, I just look up meditation music on Spotify or whatever. Put it on in the background. Light some incense. Makes all the difference. Just literally small things that cost nothing. Like, nothing. But can make, like, you know, you get that vibe when you go into a spa or whatever. You can actually make that vibe in your house. Very, very easily. But we're devils for just switching on 2FM or turning on the telly and having all the lights on and, you know, not actually making the effort to get a nice smell going. All this does, and it helps your manifestations. All of these things will put you in a better mindset and will help your manifestations. But yeah, definitely when you're doing your skincare, make a ritual out of it. Make a ritual out of a bath. I've that written down here. Don't use the big light. We've had this conversation so many times. I'm fit to take out the big light out of my house. If you are sitting there, and I have been to so many houses like this. Some of my friends are listening and, you know, pipe up the ears here, okay? It is so easy to make a vibe of your house. But a lot of people don't. I'm not giving out. I'm just saying there's no need for it, okay? No need for the big light. No need to have no music. Like, I've walked into the most amazing houses, right? Amazing houses. And there's no vibe. The vibe is just not there. Because the effort isn't put in. Small bit of effort. So they might even have all the nice bits, but they'll have the big light on and no music. You know? People don't actually... I think as well, because I worked in entertainment and I worked in, I suppose, the music business for a long time. I see the value in sound and lighting. So sound and lighting is something, if you're in a band or if you work in, say, events, you will know what I mean. And it's the secret, okay, to a really, really good event, for example. But I know a lot of people don't see the value because it's, you won't know why your event didn't work out. But I'd be able to tell you it's probably because you didn't get the right sound and lighting person, you know. I know that sounds wild, but that is the two key things to an event, okay. So it's worth, in my opinion, paying someone to do sound and lighting and do it good, right? I can tell you, you've been to events and you've thought they were brilliant and you don't know really why, but it was probably because of the sound and lighting. That's how important sound and lighting is. And most people just don't get that because I suppose they're not in the business of it or whatever. But I was in that business and I do know how important sound and lighting is. So then whatever we learn in our work, we bring into our home life. And that's one thing that I feel in my home life, the lighting has to be soft. And the music and the sound has to be there. That will change your house from, like, so many nice houses. I've been to communions, confirmation, you know, different things in multi-million euro houses. I only have a small apartment, but my vibe is better, okay? Because literally, here's another one, burn essential oils. They cost nothing. A little bottle of essential oils, unreal. The smell, you walk in, you're like, I burn them in my salon, and every time someone comes into the salon, they're like, what is that amazing smell? I burn lemongrass, but you can get whatever smell suits you. Burn essential oils. The smell when you walk into your house or your salon or whatever, it's going to make all the difference. And this is all making you feel better. It's not for other people, it's for yourself, okay? I do this for myself. So literally, I've been to fabulous houses and lovely, it's so funny, there'd be a lovely lamp, but it wouldn't be switched on. You know, you can have all the money in the world and buy all these nice things. You need to switch it on, okay? And you need to turn off the big light. You know, unless you're doing something that you need to see, okay? And also, put on some music. Music is what, like, oh my God, the first thing I did, the first time I ever visited Patrick's house in Donegal, there was no music. Beautiful house. No, I can't. Maybe it's because I can't sit with my own thoughts. I don't know. But I cannot do a big room and everyone's standing around and all you can hear in the background is tick-tock, tick-tock. No, stop it. get yourself a little Alexa, a radio, whatever it is. You must have one lying around somewhere. And pop on some nice music every day, like all the time. It is just a vibe, okay? So little things like that do make a difference. And sound and lighting. And I suppose it had to be said. I've seen it so many times. No vibe because of the sound and lighting. So if your house, think about it. Are you using your sound and your bit of lighting? Because that will change your vibe. It'll put you in a nicer place. And when people arrive, it'll put them in a nicer place. You can have all the lovely furniture you want and all the lovely lamps, but if you have, don't turn them on, if you don't use them, and things like even rolling up your blankets nicely. There's ways of doing it, really simple. Fluffing up your cushions, small things like that, and your essential oils. None of this has to cost money. You already have the tools, probably. You probably already have all these things. It's just making the effort to do it. And just like, it will change the whole vibe. Honestly, it will work. It will help. I know because I worked in it, but I also know because I use it at home. And my mother was always good at that as well, creating a vibe. And it does make such a difference. And it's romanticizing your life. And that just puts you on a higher vibration for all the manifesting and everything. But you can't really go wrong with it. Sorry about the big lecture now about the sound and lighting, but I mean, it had to be said. I feel like it had to be said. What else could we do to romanticize our life? Things like, do you know what I stopped doing? Like, I do wear colour, okay? And I wear a lot of creams and stuff like that. But, you know, on a day that you don't want to get dressed up and you don't, like today now I was just running around the salons, but I had to like, my job could be doing anything, but today I was going to salons and I had to plumb a washing machine. I had to go to the cash and carry, and you know, it was carrying around, and I didn't want to wear makeup because I'm going to a confirmation later, my sister's child's confirmation. So I hate putting on makeup in the morning when I know I'm putting it on later on. So anyway, this is what I do anyway, because you always feel a bit bougier, right? So think of like, I always think, what do I want to be like? Or who, I'd look at, say, women that are kind of, I don't know, clean aesthetic and clean, like, oh, what would you say? Like almost a Pilates mum, if you can imagine, right? So they'd be wearing black. So literally, I'm not saying wear black all the time, but on these days, instead of just throwing on, I don't know, some shite jumper that's worn out and that used to be orange, but now it's all faded. You know, none of that, right? I don't buy stuff like that anymore. But I have like nice pair of black tight leggings and a black tight top. So I have a good few of them little sets, okay? Literally, they cover me up fully, so you don't have to be wearing tan or anything like that. But you're dressed, okay? You're literally dressed. So like black long sleeve top, black leggings. I then look kind of bougie. I don't know why it works, but it does work. Not a faded out black t-shirt now. Like, but I think the one I've on me now, let me see. I do think it's Pennies. Is it? Yeah, it is. It's Pennies. But it's one of those ones that doesn't fade. It's kind of almost like an underlayer, if you get me. But yeah, keep it simple what you're wearing and keep it plain if you're not going to be dressing up that day, if you get me. So I don't dress up every single day, but when I'm not dressed up, I still feel like I'm put together, but keep it simple and you actually will feel better and you'll romanticize your life. So I'm like, I look like a Pilates mom today, even though I don't redo Pilates, I am a mom, but he's 21 now. But so that is another way of romanticizing. That's how I romanticize my life. Like, and you might come up with different little ideas. You don't always have to do exactly what I say, but this is what when I do these things, I feel better. Dress up and wear perfume. So the days that you are, you know, going, like if I'm going to work, as in to meet the girls and, you know, not running around doing heavy jobs, most days I will put on makeup and get dressed up. But it's as easy wear your good clothes as wear get rid of the middle of the road clothes. They're just not doing it for you. They're not romanticizing your life. You can be that girl. You can be that girl that's all dressed up, that smells, you know, that woman that walks past you that's wearing cream and smells gorgeous. That can be you. Why can't that be you? She's just romanticizing her life. That's all she's doing. And you can do that too. So yeah, get up and get dressed and always make your bed. Right. Number one rule of the gratitude attitude, always make your bed. But yeah, get up and get dressed up and wear the good clothes. Okay. Don't always leave the good clothes out. You can dress up as much as you like. Okay, and don't feel like people saying, where the hell does she think she's going? They won't. If you own it, they'll be just like, oh, there's that woman that I want to be. That's what they look at you and think, okay? So romanticize your life by dressing up, putting on the makeup, doing the hair. You will feel a million times better. You will feel more romanticized. Things like keeping your car clean, washing the car and giving it a hoover out. You'll feel like your car is worth more. It's more expensive. Your car might be old. It doesn't matter. I have the same car for the last 8 years, but I'll keep it pristine, clean and smelling good. And I'll hoover it out. And look, I know if you have kids and they're eating in the car and stuff, it's much harder. But, you know, it is worth it to make the effort. You will feel better when you get into that car in your either black leggings and your bits, or you get in with your, you're all dressed up and you're, you know, looking, smelling gorgeous. You will romanticize your life and you will feel better, and it will put you on a better, much better vibe. Dress up, yeah. What else? Oh, be grateful. Like, always be grateful. And I just have to throw that in there. I always have to throw it in there. Being grateful helps you. And like, sit down in the morning and write out your gratitude list, or the evening, or whenever you do it. I do mine in the morning. It'll make you realize how lucky you are and the good things that are in your life. And it'll make you feel like, try and feel like your life's a movie, because it is. And you are directing this movie. I know I probably rubbed this off TikTok, but you are the director of your own movie. But it's true. We are the director of our own movie. We are the ones making the plans, taking the action. If you want to dress like with holes in your jumper, and look, by all means do. But you are going to feel better if you put your best foot forward. If you make the effort, if you put on that tan, if you will feel better. Therefore, you will manifest more and you will get on better in life. So trust me when I say this, it is worth effort. Everything takes effort. And I remember someone saying this to me years ago, and it is so true. With everything in life, what you put in, you get out. If you put in an effort, you will get that back. Always. If you make a big effort doing up your house for Christmas, you will get it back, because you will feel good. You will love it when you look at your house. If you clean out your car, if you have your, if you're smelling lovely, if you wash and blow dry your hair, you will get that back. It's not a negative. I know it's an effort. The effort you put in, though, will come back to you. You will feel better. You'll be like, I have my hair done. I feel better. I feel more confident. I can chat to people. I can network better. Whatever it is, you will feel way more confident when you put in the effort. So what you put in life to anything, and you can apply this to anything, to your job, to your life, to your marriage, to your kids, what you put in, you will get back. And I suppose that is like the law of attraction. What you put out comes back to you, and that's the energy. So yeah, put in effort and I promise you it will come back to you. What else have I written down here? Be grateful. Oh yeah, listen to music instead of watching TV. So okay, say you have a partner, maybe you don't, maybe you just, it's yourself. So every night you probably watch TV. Okay, I do anyway. Most nights stick on the TV. Why not take a night this week, just one out of the whole week, that you don't switch on the TV, that you put on a bit of classical music, that you play a little bit of Beethoven, Van Gogh, right? Put it on, be different, go wild, right? Put on nice music, light the, you're going in now tomorrow to get the essential oils, right? So you're going to light your essential oils. So basically you get the essential oils and you can get the little holders with the tea light candles. You know the things I'm talking about? Mix it with water, burn it. Smells amazing. Okay, you're getting your tea lights and you're burning your essential oils. And instead of watching Netflix, which we all love and it's fine, but just for one night this week, you and your husband, or you and yourself, you, yourself and I, or you and your friend, or whatever it is. And it's okay to do it on your own. I did this for years on my own. Sit down and enjoy the music. Have a glass of wine or whatever it is you like, a cup of tea. And, you know, either do your journaling, or if you're with your partner, have a chat with them. Have a bit of crack. Have a little, like, strip it back, but make the vibe. And that will romanticize your night. Like, you'll have the same night a million times if you just sit down and watch Netflix. But if you change it up and do something different, I promise you, the effort you put in, you will get back. So yeah, try that for a night. Just listen to music instead of watching TV. And if you're single and on your own, do your journaling. You know, take your time. Have a bath. Put on lovely cream. Like, I always make a big deal out of putting cream on myself after the bath. You know, like, romanticize every little bit of it. Buy yourself a nice robe. Put on your nice robe. Or maybe you have one, you don't use it. Use the robe. You know, all of these things do make a difference. So yeah, try this. Try this week. If you are at home, skip one night of Netflix and make a romantic, even if it's only for yourself, a romantic night. And you can do it on your own, I promise, because I did it many, 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 many a time. But yeah, romanticize and change it up, because change is good. And the effort that you put in, I promise you, you'll get back. Or read a book with the lovely music on in the background and your lovely new robe on and your essential oils burning. All of those things, I promise you, will raise your vibe and they will help you manifest. They really, really, really will. What else? Oh, create a little bucket list. Oh, I love that. Because like, so basically, the cottage was on our bucket list for ages. Me and Patrick we wrote down a list of things we wanted to do. And that was one of the things. So when you're doing those things, you really are directing your own movie. You really, really are. So you be the lead character in your movie and, you know, make a list and then start chipping away. And it might be simple, free things. It might be swim in the lake or swim in the sea. But because you've written down, you might actually do it. Another one is like, maybe I haven't done this now. I'm going to do it though. A sunrise hike. How like movie-like would that be? A sunrise hike. Whether it's with a friend, with your partner, with your husband, whatever. Pencil that in this summer. We better do it before the sunrise is too early. I have no idea when the sunrise is. I'm never up at that time. But I think I will actually do that. Like a sunrise hike would be really raising your vibe, wouldn't it? There's so many things we can do to romanticize our life. What else have I written down here? Yeah. So learn a new hobby. Yeah. Because when you're doing, and again, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. When you're in flow, it's so much better. It's like, it really is. So being in flow is like doing something, practicing a new hobby, trying to learn an instrument, learning a language, whatever it is you like, enjoy doing, but putting yourself out of your comfort zone slightly, that will romanticize your life. You'll feel alive, like you're doing something, you know, and we need to feel alive. That's when we feel good, is when we're in flow and we're doing things. I'm in flow right now doing this podcast. It makes me feel so good doing this. So yeah, get out of your own way and do something. Start a new hobby. And, you know, even just romanticize your life by thinking about the travel you want to do, even if it's over the next 10 years, writing that bucket list, looking these things up, you will feel better. And here's a good one for you. Nurture the relationships that you already have, because we all start taking each other for granted. As you know, when you're close to people, and the people that are close to you, it's terrible, but they see the worst in you. And it's the same with every relationship, and whether that's friend, boyfriend, parents, excuse me, just need a drink of water. I'm not romanticizing my life today. But yeah, just make the effort this week as well to you and your partner, or you and your husband, or you and your friends, or you and your parents. You should try and bring out the best in them, and you bring out the best in yourself to them this week. Try that. You be more positive towards your partner or your parents or your family or your friends and see what you get back. Because I can guarantee you what you put out, you will get back. So, you know, with your family, friends and partners, you should be, you're a team. It's not tit for tat. It should be positive interactions, but it's so easy for us to fall into the negatives. And how about this week we try and actually just be nicer to our partners and nicer to our parents and nicer to our siblings. And let's see how that goes. Let's see if we get back what we put out, because I guarantee you will, and it will change things. So you are in control of all of these things, and the effort you put into people, the effort you put into things, all comes back to you and puts you on a better vibe. So yeah, that is your homework for this week. We are going to turn off the big light, we are going to burn the essential oils, and we're going to listen to music. We are going to romanticize our lives, and we are going to feel like we are in a movie, because why not? We're going to feel better, and we're going to manifest more by doing it. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. I hope you're buzzed up now to go away and romanticize your life. They'll be selling out of Aperol Spritz now the weekend, but you know, whatever it takes to romanticize your life, you can do it. And you can do it even if you have a very small budget. I promise you can do it. So yes, if you enjoyed this podcast, all I ever ask is if you wouldn't mind, I've no sponsors or anything like that, the only way this gets out is if you share it. So if you could share it on social media, I love an old story tag, I would be so happy. I'll reshare it. I really, really appreciate that. So many people do that for me. Or send it to a friend that you think would enjoy it and would benefit. Because yeah, if it helps one person this week, that is all I want to do. Is just, I don't know, I enjoy this. This is me romanticizing my life. That's why I'm here. And I just absolutely love it. So I really, really appreciate it. when you help me with that. And yeah, if you enjoy my content, you can follow me on AnnaO'Connor26 on Instagram or The Gratitude Attitude. And yeah, send me a DM. Let me know how you're finding The Gratitude Attitude, if you're enjoying it. And yeah, whatever you do this week, get out your own way, enjoy it, make an effort, put in the effort, and I promise you it will come back to you tenfold. So yeah, enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you, thank you, thank you.